Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We lost him on March 26, 2016, but he will always be alive and well in the world of jazz with his music that he left behind and the many students that he taught. That was David Baker teamed up with George Russell in 1961 with the song Theme off the LP George Russell Sextet in KC. Over a long and eventful career, he laid down 65 recordings, 70 books, and penned 400 articles. This jazz giant out of Indianapolis was the symphonic jazz composer at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music in Bloomington. And this was the same institution he got a bachelor's and a master's from. And he learned from some fine teachers in his own right, studying with J.J. Johnson, John O. Starker, and George Russell. Prior to his long tenure at Indiana University, he taught at Lincoln University in Jefferson, Missouri in 1955. He resigned his position under threats of violence after he eloped to Chicago to marry white opera singer Eugenia Marie Jones, or as the world called her, Jeannie. Prior to the teaching, he soared in the Indianapolis jazz scene and was a mentor to Indianapolis-born trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. So David started out as a very talented trombonist, but he had to give it up after a jaw injury. And after that injury, he learned how to play the cello. The rarity of this instrument meant that he had a very short playing career, but he went on to become a very reputable author and composer and a teacher. His compositional works are part of the third stream jazz movement and range from the traditional jazz compositions intended for improvisation to those thorough thought out composed symphonic works. And he orchestrated over 2,000 compositions in his storied career. And the world of jazz loved him. He was nominated for the 1973 Pulitzer Prize, a Grammy in 1979, and many more honors. He will be missed, but greatly remembered. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a jazz town that knows how to play a good song, compose, produce, and shine from 18 and Vine to the Art Factory right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of great jazz in the cradle of America. From the cool, loungy LP, A Tribute to Ken Griffin, here's the great Charles Rand with the tune Song for India.
Hi, this is alto saxophonist Rudresh Mahanthapa, and you're listening to the greatest jazz show in Kansas City, Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Destination, be in the now, live in the constant fast nation of the Dow. Get ready for transformation with every breath, sweet sensation. Take a look at your congregation. Answer the call. Beauty is in the combination of us all. Waking up is preservation. Life as one nation. The journey is the destination.
That was the popular and talented Brooklyn drummer Rob Garcia with the song The Journey is the Destination, and Is It Ever? Off the album title I Dig in This Modern 21st Century World, Finding Love in an Oligarchy on a Dying Planet. He grew up in Pelham, New York, and his education in the jazz world began very early on. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about all of this.
I just started getting more and more into jazz, and my dad would take me to clubs. I remember going to the Village Vanguard when I think I was like in 11th grade, you know, hearing some music then. It was great. It was amazing. I mean, and I was just being like a rock fan. It was like so amazing to me to hear these incredible musicians play. And I could sit like 5 feet away from the drummer. You know, I sat like up in the booth by the drum set at the Vanguard. You know, it was really amazing for me to sort of realize how accessible these amazing musicians were.
This cat has been a mainstay on both the New York and international jazz scenes as both the sideman and bandleader gigging with the high jazz brass like Wynton Marsalis, Nat Cohen, Sam Newsome, Woody Allen, Chris Cheek, Vince Giordano, Joe Lovano, and many more. And up to this point, he's released 4 albums as a leader and been on over 40 as a collaborator. Let's stick in the New York frame of mind here. Here is the act called the New York Jazz Lounge with a 2015 tune Footprints off their CD New York Jazz Session.
This is jazz drummer Rob Garcia from Brooklyn, New York, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Mm-hmm.
That was the talented Kansas City saxophonist, composer, and educator, Matt Otto, with a cut off his latest 2016 CD. It's the title track, called Soliloquy. He studied music performance and composition at Indiana University, the Berklee School of Music in Boston, the New School Jazz, and the California Institute of the Arts. From there, he lived in Japan for 5 years, New York City for 7, and L.A. for 6. So when Matt finally made his way to Kansas City, he was a bit tepid about it, but he learned to embrace his new home. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about the difference between both scenes.
You know, people are a lot closer here. Like, we all know each other here. It seems smaller and tighter. And so I think it's healthier in that regard. It feels more like a community. In Los Angeles, it's so spread out, you get more cliques. You know, it's a good community. It's just that you tend to fall into one group, just, I think, because of the how big the city is. I like it here better. It's a little more manageable, and it seems like you know everyone.
These days, he has found his calling as a teacher, as the assistant professor of jazz studies at KU. But he keeps things going with performing original compositions in the Kansas City scene, based with his septet of members Gerald Dunn on alto sax, Jeff Harshbarger on acoustic and electric bass, Shay Estace on vocals, TJ Martley on the piano, Mike Warren or Brian Stever on the drums, and the great Herman Mahari doing the honors on the trumpet. And he travels several times a year to both New York City and L.A. to perform. From one of the finest cats to ever grace jazz, here's The Force, Woody Herman, with the song Sister Sadie off the 1963 LP, The Swinginest Big Band Ever, Baby.
Oh, This is Matt Otto, saxophonist and composer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was keyboardist and composer Bernie Worrell with the jazz standard Take the A-Train off the 2011 CD called Standards. So he was the founding member of the Parliament Funkadelic and for his work with the Talking Heads. He is a 1997 inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame out of Long Branch, New Jersey. He is really a musical prodigy who started out on formal piano lessons at the age of 3 and wrote a concerto at the age of 8. From there, it was Juilliard and the New England Conservatory of Music, then the bright lights of a big music journey. From a drummer and a cat who helped define the sound of modern jazz drumming, here's Art Taylor back in 1960 with the tune Saida's Song Flute off the LP AT's Delight. We'll be right back. That was the Japanese jazz composer and pianist Hiromi lighting the stage with electricity with the 2010 song that may be an ode to the 2016 primary season, Burn Baby Burn. She started playing piano at the age of 5, and by 14 she was playing with the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. At 17 she met Chick Corea on accident in Tokyo and was invited to play with him at his concert the very next day. That's good luck there. As we begin our slow slope towards the end of this hour of Jazz Together, here's Harvey Mason with the 2004 song Bernie's Tune off the CD With All My Heart. Again, that was Jersey-born drum cat Harvey Mason with the song Bernie's Tune. From one drummer to another, the final baton passes on. Here's Ulysses Owens Jr. with the 2012 song Cute and Sixy off his CD Unanimous. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a radio man with some serious chops, baby, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you. I'll take that payment in an envelope later.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Let us know. We'd love to hear a story, song suggestion. Reach out. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.